Hi guys, welcome to the first episode of my podcast. My name is Victory and I'll pretty much be doing a lot of random things. But for today, I wanted to start off with just this man called Lagbaja. As a Yoruba girl living in the United States, I found a new love for Lagbaja's music just about in 2017. And I just went on YouTube and I listened to a lot of his songs and I realized that this man is actually a legend and a lot of people don't know about him. And even if they do, like, I don't think Lagbaja is appreciated like in the way he deserves to be. So I was reading up a little bit about Lagbaja and I found out that he was actually... So Lagbaja means... It's a Yoruba name that means anonymous or faceless one. And Lagbaja is an artist that sang a variety of songs. He taught himself how to play the saxophone, actually. And no one knows what he looks like in person. Like, he always wore this kind of a stage attire. It was a slitted textile. Like, only showed his eyes and his mouth, and no one ever saw his face. So till today, I don't think anyone knows what Lagbaja actually looks like. But the point I'm trying to make is that this man was a Nigerian artist that started his career in the early 90s, and I don't think that he's appreciated as much as he deserves to be. Because for example, someone like Sia, she's also faceless. No one knows what she looks like, but that was her own way of letting herself into the world. She became famous for actually being faceless. And I feel like this is something something that has happened quite a number of times. Like, something will start in somewhere that's considered maybe like a third world country. But if someone else does it in like the United States or like somewhere that's seen as a first world country, it will be embraced and appreciated. But being faceless in music has always existed in Africa, for example Lagbaja. But when someone like Sia does it, it's a big deal and everybody's like, oh my god, we don't know who she is. I just want to point out that there's someone called Lagbaja, and if you have the time, you know, just go on YouTube and listen to his music. He's actually a legend and a lot of people don't know or don't appreciate him enough. He sang a lot of things. He had instruments including congas and talking drums, and he incorporated the Yoruba culture into his music all the time. And it was just so beautiful the way he was able to create something so long-lasting, and something that, you know, I wouldn't see myself as the kind of person to listen to 90s music, but I appreciate his music even now in 2018. And it's just something that helps me reach back into my culture, you know. So if you have the time, listen to some of Lagbaja's music. I know that he's a legend. I don't know if he still sings, but I don't see any of his recent work. But I think his most famous song at the time was Kokon Bilo, which is the first song I played at the beginning of this podcast. And that's like a classic Yoruba party song. Everybody's always dancing to Kokon Bilo. But my personal favorite, which I'm going to play as I end this podcast, is called Never Far Away. It's a love song that Lagbaja actually sang with his wife. And this song is just so beautiful because it has a combination of different instruments, and it was shot in a village in Nigeria. Like, you can see the mud houses and everything, and they are dressed in their traditional attire, and they are playing the violin, they are playing the conga, they are playing talking drums, you know, different things that no one would have imagined can come out of Africa. But I just want to remind you that beautiful things do come out of Africa. So I'm gonna leave you with the song.